Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today I'd like to explore what is often referred to as gladdening the heart. When we hear gladdening, we can jump to the conclusion that this practice is about making ourselves happy. In the Buddhist tradition, gladdening the heart is something much gentler. It invites us to intentionally turn towards that which nourishes the heart. It doesn't ask us to deny suffering. The First Noble Truth clearly states, all life holds suffering. Instead, gladdening of the heart practices strengthen our ability to widen attention. This is here, and yet, so is this. In this way, our awareness is not consumed by suffering alone. It's less about positive thinking and more about remembering that the whole sky exists, not just the storm clouds. As we gather, we carry all kinds of things. At this very moment, some of us arrive calmly and at peace, some with uncertainty, frustration, or fear. Often, there is a common thread of gratitude. We're not here to put any of that down. We're not here to convince ourselves that life can be better. Rather, we're here to remember something our mind so easily forgets. Even in the hardest times, life is rarely only one thing. When there's sorrow, there's also a warm cup of tea with a friend. When there's uncertainty, there may also be the kindness of a stranger. Pain from illness can be present, and yet there's the gentle calming of the breath or a cool breeze on our skin. We are told that our spiritual hearts have room for it all. The 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows. So for a few minutes, let's simply, gently remind ourselves of this truth. So I invite you to find a posture that allows for both comfort and wakefulness. Allow your eyes to close, or simply soften your glance if that feels more comfortable in this moment. Take a slow, easy breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And then another. Breathing in, perhaps peace. And breathing out, calm. As the breath returns to its normal cadence, remind yourself there's nowhere to be in this moment, and there's nothing to accomplish. You're just simply arriving here to sit a while. And holding the breath in the background, notice how your body is being held in this moment. Perhaps offer soft phrases such as, I'm grateful for the support of this chair, this cushion, my home, this body, my housing. all that the earth provides me. As your body settles, return your full attention to the breath and rest a while. The body breathes in. The body breathes out. Breathe in peace. Breathe out calm. And now, scan your heart center, wondering, what is my heart carrying today? There's no need to search. Simply notice what's already here. Perhaps worry about the day. Sadness. Disappointment. A sense of loneliness or fear. Maybe there's excitement, anticipation. Whatever is here, welcome it. Nothing to be fixed. Nothing to be changed in this moment. We're simply allowing ourselves to know what is true in this moment. Notice, too, that your awareness can hold it all, whatever appears. The spiritual heart doesn't argue with experience. Like the vast open sky, it allows for the clouds, the brilliant white summer clouds, and the dark fall wintry clouds. And now, with great gentleness, ask another question. What is also here? Not instead, also. Widen your field of awareness. Open to what your ears hear, what your nose smells, what your skin senses. Perhaps the warmth of the sunlight coming through a window, the sound of birds singing outside, the comfort of your favorite meditation chair. Companionship of a pet curled nearby. The steadiness of your breath. The simple miracle that your heart continues to beat. Perhaps it's nothing more than this very moment of stillness. Take your time. We'll allow space. Let yourself receive whatever quietly presents itself. Resist the urge to grasp that which is pleasant, to push away that which is unpleasant. Receive. Notice what happens in your body as you allow yourself to rest in this way. Are there areas that are slightly softening? Perhaps the mind is offering memories of those who love you or those you love. In touching into an unpleasant experience, notice how the body receives it from this place. And notice how it's possible for the body, the heart, mind, to hold both the pleasant and the unpleasant. All coming and going, the difficult and the ease, the ache and the comfort of the breath, the feeling of dread or fear, and the courage that's still quietly in the background. The tears and the laughter that still both find us. The uncertainties and the knowing. The grief and the love that makes grief possible. Without forcing either one way or the other, without clinging to one or the other, the practice is to simply see that we can allow both to exist within the vastness of awareness and as we do, we can notice how your body responds to this balance. The sky never asks the storm clouds to leave so the sun and the moon can arrive. It has room for them both. And so does a spiritual heart. Rest here. Open to the coming and the going. Remembering the practice is not to replace pain with joy. It works not to pretend that everything's fine. practice is an invitation to remember. Remember that the heart is far more spacious than we often imagine. It can hold grief and gratitude at the same time. It can hold uncertainty alongside beauty and still remain open for more. From this practice and return into your day, remember from time to time that life rarely only holds one thing. Our minds might notice the storm clouds first, and yet they're being held by the blue sky. And may you continue to discover the remarkable capacity of your heart to hold it all.